ultrasounds, to do or not to do. So it is common for a pregnant woman to have an ultrasound performed onto her throughout her pregnancy. Due to various reasons such as routine checkup on the health of the child, monitoring its size and growth, monitoring the health of the birthing mother, determining the gender of the child, determining the due date, and other matters. Is there any halachic concern with doing so, and did the Rebbe ever give an opinion regarding this matter? And if yes, then what did the Rebbe say? So there's no halachic impediment that exists against performing an ultrasound and having a sonogram taken, although at times it broaches the subject of Jewish ethics as well as poses a possible health concern due to exposure to the sound waves. So first let's deal with medical concerns involved in ultrasounds based on current medical science. So an ultrasound transmits high-frequency sound waves through the uterus that bounce off the baby. While there is no current medical evidence which supports the idea that ultrasounds have a negative effect on the child, nonetheless, it is advised to avoid doing them unnecessarily. This was the Rebbe's philosophy and advice, as handed over by the Rebbe's secretary, Rabbi Groner, that the Rebbe discouraged having unnecessary ultrasounds performed due to possible health effects that it can have on the child. Interestingly, this philosophy is also the current recommended statement of the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the ACOG, which reads as follows, and I quote, "Currently, there is no reliable evidence that ultrasound is harmful to a developing fetus. No links have been found between ultrasound and birth defects, childhood cancer, or developmental problems later in life. However, it is possible that effects could be identified in the future. For this reason, it is recommended that ultrasound exams be performed only for medical reasons by qualified healthcare providers." End quote. Accordingly, women should avoid doing ultrasounds simply for the fun of it, to enjoy viewing the baby, and it should only be done for medical purposes. In addition to the above statement, we cannot avoid another aspect involved in having an ultrasound done, and a reason to avoid it is the psychological effect. At times, an ultrasound produces a sonogram which can be falsely read by the doctor technician, and a false diagnosis can be given to the parents and cause the parents unnecessary worry and fear of an impending medical issue which is later proven to be non-existent. And this is another reason for why people would avoid it. So while the Rebbe was against unnecessary ultrasounds, what about routine checkup, which is advised by medical practitioners? So again, the routine ultrasound checkup is to verify the general health and size of the child. And we have here two different testimonies of the Rebbe's opinion regarding this matter. On the one hand, the Rebbe's secretary, Rabbi Groner, stated that the Rebbe was against having even these type of ultrasounds performed unless it was medically necessary due to a specific medical issue or condition that was taking place. And even then, only if another doctor agreed to its necessity and only if something can be done about it if an ultrasound is performed. But otherwise, in his understanding, Rabbi Groner stated that the Rebbe was against routine checkups being done. On the other hand, we do have a testimony recorded in which a woman asked the Rebbe if she can have an ultrasound performed during one of the routine checkups between the 18th and 23rd week, and the Rebbe answered that if she wants it done, she may have it done. We don't have any actual written letters or literature of the Rebbe on this subject, and thus we have to rely on the above quotes to determine the Rebbe's opinion, and as we have just said, it is unclear if the Rebbe was against it having being performed for routine checkup to check the health of the child and mother, or if this is left to the woman's prerogative. Regarding having an ultrasound performed to check for irreversible defects in the child, obviously we know that according to halach, it's forbidden to abort a child unless it poses a threat to the life of the mother. And therefore, there is no reason for such sonograms to be performed when in any event there is no halachic option of abortion available, which is what the doctors usually advise in such situations. In all cases of doubt, one is to speak to a Rav regarding this matter. Regarding verifying the gender of the fetus, which is one of the matters that can be determined through an ultrasound. So once again, there is no halachic impediment involved in performing an ultrasound, even if it's for the sake of discovering the gender of the child. There's no issur that we find in discovering the child's gender. However, as we said before, it's discouraged to perform an ultrasound simply for this purpose, as one should not perform unnecessary ultrasounds, as we said before. In addition, we have some sources which suggest that the gender of the child should be left unknown to the parents till the birth. This is something in Yiratzeh Hashem that we will discuss in a further halacha. And based on this, there are those who avoid finding out the gender of the child, even if an ultrasound is being performed for other reasons. They do not ask, or they tell the technician not to say what the child's gender is.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.